no. Oh no. Whoa.
We are back. This is the Odo Radio Show.
Hey.
I'm your host, Owen. I'm here with my good friend, Ty.
Hey, guy. I'm over here.
In the studio with us again on
some
mic
guests.
Is Travis.
Hey, y'all.
T-Dog.
Are you up?
Is he on?
Can I hear you? I can't hear you.
You should turn him on.
Oh, I got the wrong channel up.
That would explain.
That would
that's
probably
better.
Be what.
Hey,
hi. Hey, I got it now, though.
Still Travis.
He's
yeah,
still.
What's
hey.
Up, man?
With Travis is good old Katie Bubble in the studio.
You
for
got
the
bubble.
First time, everybody.
Hey, Katie.
We pretty much tricked a female to come into the studio, as I'm known to do. She didn't want to be on microphone, but she said she'd sit in between Ty and Travis.
It's
listen.
A good spot.
That's a man witch right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As I like to
it's a
say.
A whole lot of man on both sides of you.
It's ridiculous.
A rose between two thorns.
I'm gonna stick with man witch.
If we high five, we could high five.
You do realize,
tower.
Travis.
I'm just saying.
You do realize, Travis, I'm going to smooze with your girlfriend all night just to make you uncomfortable.
Absolutely. I would expect nothing less.
Okay, cool. As long as we've got that out of the way. We're good.
All right.
So how good is Travis in bed? And when are you going to get on a microphone, Katie?
All right, here we go.
All right, Katie, take Ty's mic.
No.
It's all you. It's all you. Yep.
Oh,
Katie.
No. Too
microphone
soon.
Microphone over
too
here.
Soon. Too soon. I think I blew it.
Second segment.
She's threatening all to right. walk out already.
Maybe the second or the third segment.
Yeah, but see, you can't do this. There's rules of the show. You're either
I thought
talking
it was a good
to
start.
Me on a microphone or you're not. So
we're
keep
just,
that in mind.
He's just breaking the ice.
I'm that's breaking the
right.
ice. If you do need to talk, raise your hand and grab one of these fine gentlemen's microphones.
We'll
and
help
just,
you out.
And just, they'll help you out. There's two of them. So whoever's not talking at the time, address the other microphone. Okay. All right? We got a rule. Yeah. What did I just say? You're talking. Not right. into the microphone. You're saying okay.
Wow, Katie.
You're really not picking up with this.
Bubble.
How's the smoozing going along, by the way? Am I winning yet?
Yes, you're doing very, very well.
I've got it, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. You have the touch.
Okay, cool. So what have you guys been up to this week? Has it been a good week for the two of you?
He wasn't ready for the trick
Ty
question.
Legitimate question, I think.
Are we getting all serious?
No, I'm just asking how, no. like in general, how your
it was,
weeks
it
were
was a decent week. Was that party this week? Did that happen in a week?
I
don't know what week it is anymore.
Yes, it was within the last 7 days. So yeah,
and
it was Wednesday.
And since the last show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
also,
so it's,
yeah, we hung out.
Yeah. No, it was good. That's actually where I met Katie. We're timed.
Yeah.
With Katie.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
And
yeah.
Was
that was
fun,
this week.
It was a fun.
Some
time.
Good foods. Some cornhole.
There was cornhole.
There was some cornhole.
Me
and my homeboy are still, Team Pink is still reigning champion.
Still Team Pink. Still
we won
Team
for
Pink.
A while.
Right. And then Team Pink showed up and you were like, oh.
Well, and Owen by that point is just, I'm over a cornhole.
You were just as bad as I was getting towards it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you suck, you get over stuff quickly. Like,
no, it's
that's
not,
just kind of how
that,
it is.
Man. I'm a fairly decent cornhole
player. Yeah, man.
Player,
I started
bro.
Out really good. It was all,
yeah,
it was
you,
all on that
come
shit.
On. Come on.
I was swishing it.
Switching
that cornhole.
3 points.
Whoa.
So wait. Yeah, there was that this week. That was fun. Burgers were had. Beers were had.
Lots of beers were
lots
had.
Lots were beers. There might have been drugs there.
There could
might
have been.
Been tequila.
There could have been.
Yeah.
I mean,
could have been. It's possible.
There could have been an orgy in the kitchen.
There was.
Ooh.
There was
an
orgy in the
mouths.
Kitchen. Yes.
Your hummus was fantastic, Travis.
Thank you. Thank
you made that hummus?
Such a good job.
I do make
it. It was quite delicious.
I'm glad you liked it. I actually made all of the food, I think, for the with the exception of Becca's steak that she brought.
Yeah, yeah.
I did make all of the food. Oh, and there was that weird beef cheese dip, which was strangely delicious, but I don't know. It was that block of whatever that you buy at the ABC liquor store.
No, there's no beef in that.
I don't know what it was, but it looked
it's
like...
It's just a big block of cheese.
It looked like tartare. I'm just throwing that out there.
That stuff is like my jam.
It was
being
fantastic.
From Wisconsin, like, you must realize, the first time, and I've had that exact same cheese block that you brought.
Let's explain this a little fuller, though. It is, though.
It's
German
the port
thing,
wine,
right?
it's like almond-crusted cheese block.
But it was fantastic.
It's not a cheese-infused meat.
No, there's no meat in this.
Okay. I was.
Are
misled.
You talking about the sausage?
No, I know there was meat in the good. Sausage. I am aware of that.
I know what you mean though, by it being reminiscent of a tartare.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it definitely had a strange consistency.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. Easiest way to explain it. So yeah, that might have been my low point of the party. I was not thrilled with that stuff. I just felt it was a little unnecessary.
Well, here's the question: did you use the Tabasco flavored wheat thins or the regular ones? Because that totally changed the flavor profile.
Yeah, I used the Tabasco.
The way to go.
Tabasco was the way to go.
I fucking missed out. Can we reschedule the party, please?
Absolutely.
And
what are you doing on Wednesday?
Sure.
Oh, wait,
more cheese and wheat thins, please.
Yes. That's all that it's allowed to be there. I'll make hummus just for shits and giggles.
Right. Well,
also, the jalapenos with the bacon and the, yeah.
Oh, they're so fantastic.
Yeah. I was asking about your week, Ty, so that I could
I got a hard-on thinking about the damn jalapenos.
This was part of how his week was, Owen. Jesus
was
Christ,
good.
Leave him
Do you
alone.
You want me to throw the pen this early? I will throw the pen
I can't
pen
talk
this
about
early.
How I... do my week.
I do know that, Travis, you've had an overall good week.
It has been overall. Today was a little rough.
This heartbreaking news with your beloved Jeep.
Oh, man.
We do.
Old Jeepy.
Her name is Lulu, so we're going to talk. We're going to refer
Lovingly
to her as
refer
Lulu.
To as Lulu.
Absolutely.
And if you hear us talking about Lulu, Lulu has been in hospital.
Yes,
Lulu
she's very, very
well.
Sick.
But she made a big recovery today, and you thought she was going to get out.
Right, right.
But...
and then hospice swooped in and took her from behind me.
She has goddamn... what's that staph infection?
Leukemia. She's got blood cancer.
She got the MRSA.
The neutral chemia.
She got the MRSA.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. And her herpes are flaring up is the worst part.
Well, she had AIDS already.
Right.
Doesn't help.
It's, without getting too car-y-car on it, what went wrong and how much is this really going to cost you?
Without getting too car-y-car on it.
Because you have to get a little car-y-car on it.
I spend the whole time talking about ramshafts.
The synchromesh
like
went
about
bad.
Ramshafts.
Is
the ramshaft even a thing?
So, okay. Essentially what happened was I ordered a new engine for my Jeep because... she was spewing oil all over the place. And I was like, you know what? I've warped my block once, overheated it before. So I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and buy a new engine.
Okay.
That was like a month ago.
That was
a
very expensive purchase of yours.
Yes,
as well.
It was exactly $950.
Which
with
is
shipping.
On the wicked cheap
That's
side.
That's about right,
really.
Though.
Yeah, no, it is about right. It came from Georgia. Get this engine in. The bitch has got metal shavings in the oil pan.
Of course.
So I'm like, well, shit, I'll just put my same engine in if I want a crappy one. So I had to send that back, which was another long process because they were trying to give me credit for their shop, but they didn't have my engine, so I had no interest in any credit from them because I just wanted my money back. Finally got the money back. Wasn't a problem. I had to resort to rebuilding my engine because I have not been able to find this 4.2 inline six.
I didn't know that was the actual end all. What you had to do was rebuild your engine.
Yes, I had to rebuild my engine.
Oh, I did not.
Now, rebuilding an engine is much more complicated than buying a new one and throwing it in there. So I've had to take my head apart. I've had to get that machined by a machine shop, as well as my block to eliminate any warpage. I've had to basically make my piston rings bigger, so I've had to go oversize. The whole thing is entirely rebuilt. New cams, new pistons, crankshaft. Everything in my engine is new. Like I said, way more complicated replacing every single part of an engine than buying an engine. And
Absolutely.
It's not any cheaper.
Yeah.
Not any cheaper at all. So, today, Lulu is supposed to get out of the hospital. get a phone call about 2 hours before I get off work saying that my transmission will no longer switch out of neutral. And the guy that's working on my car right now is because I normally do all my Lulu repairs myself, but like I just simply do not have the time.
And he is the only guy that you trust, really.
Yeah, he is the only other person I trust to work on my car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Get the news that my transmission is no longer switching out of neutral. I've known there's been a problem with my transmission because getting into first, it's a manual, getting into first and second has been giving me difficulty. So I knew it was coming, but I did not expect it to be today, the day that I was supposed to get my fucking car back. So I was absolutely torn up. Man. Like, no, it literally, it ruined my entire day. Like, I cannot explain to you the funk I was in.
There was
work.
A point like, tonight, we had planned on doing this show, and there was a point tonight that Travis was just I could tell, like, even through text could tell how livid and just down in the dumps he was because I was saying,
so fucking pissed, man. I've been without a car for, like, 4 weeks now.
Yeah, and the day you're going to get it back, you find out.
Yeah.
Right, and it's literally a problem that happened. And, I mean, me and my roommate have had the exact same work schedule at the factory, so it hasn't been a problem.
You've made it work, and whatever, no big deal. Even I took your ass to work today.
Yes, you did. I still haven't figured out how I'm getting to work tomorrow.
And I can't help you with that.
That's totally
cool. I'm not getting up that early.
I don't blame you. I'll figure it out.
Unless you really, really
Bubble,
need it.
You might have to come to the rescue tomorrow morning.
Hey, girl.
I'm just giving... It's 10 a.m. We'll make it work.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
I'll repay you in
sexual
favors.
These are
off-show
discussions. These are either way, how much is it going to really cost you then to get it all resolved back on target?
For everything, including a new transmission, well, I guess a rebuilt transmission and my rebuilt engine and labor, it's costing me $2,500.
Okay.
Which is not terrible. Which is not terrible. It's just the added expense.
It does hurt.
Yeah.
It still hurts.
That's a lot more
absolutely.
Than the $980 or whatever it was for your engine.
Yeah, the $950 I was supposed to pay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I obviously would have been paying
labor on
that,
top of that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's also new exhaust as well. So.
I had to put a new engine in Delilah out there. That's
your baby?
That's my truck.
Fair enough. I feel you, man. It sucks.
Yep. That one.
Mine is the battle hatch. It doesn't deserve a name. It just does battle with other hatchbacks. Only other hatchbacks. It can't handle anything else. But,
right, no, of
know,
course.
I mean, but it does do battle with other hatchbacks, and it usually loses, but it's got fucking spirit.
And it's a manual.
Manual, which more people need to learn how to drive those. And
everyone
needs
to learn how to drive a manual.
I know our biggest fan in the UK.
Was your first car a manual? Did you learn
car,
right
I
away
learned,
on it?
I learned to drive in a manual, yes.
Cool.
As did I.
I learned quickly, but I had an automatic. It's my first.
Do you want to know what car?
Oh, Ty, I got to ask you.
Guess.
Is there like an old car wave? Because there's a Jeep wave. I don't know if you're aware of the Jeep wave.
The Jeep thing's been going on for a little while.
No, the Jeep wave is, except for like new Jeep owners. Is there like an old truck wave?
It's kind of happened. It's funny because I've had my old truck for a little while.
Right.
And then I'm like, are hipsters buying old trucks all of a sudden? And like,
the answer is yes.
What is going on?
The answer
it's
is
true.
Yes.
Terrible
I got,
gas mileage
I got called
is the
out.
New fad. Is, oh,
I can't
man.
Tell you how much I hate that shit. Like, I do love my truck. It's great. It's fun to drive.
Raise your
but,
hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a 10 miles a gallon truck.
Wow.
Right there. Maybe.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
At the most.
What engine do you have in it?
It's a 350. Oh,
damn.
Yeah, classic.
Not V though, right? Inline six?
No, it's a V8.
And I said that we weren't gonna get into car talk.
And then you brought up cars
got
into car talk. Like, yeah, that,
I got
I'm
a
sorry,
soft spot
what?
For old Delilah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
And you have to forget there's a man witch.
I did have to absolutely say that the first car I learned to drive in, which was a stick, was a I want to say it was a 99 or no, it had 98, 99, something like that. Silver turbo Beetle.
Nice.
Beetle.
Nice.
This thing was fast as fucking shit, though. God, that bitch.
I learned
like
in a Firebird.
125.
But it was like an 80s Firebird.
Yeah, no, this, my dad bought it is kind of like on a, I don't know why my dad bought this car. But
you learned how to drive in it, so you don't really care.
No, it was fun. It was a fun car. I almost wrecked it a few times, as you do.
Absolutely.
I've almost wrecked every vehicle I've been in a few times.
What were you going to say about Mark?
Twice.
Oh, I was going to say that Mark would probably really enjoy this because it's car talk. And yeah. He races.
Got to talk cars.
He races, drag motorcycles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that's what he does as a hobby.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, drag motorcycling.
Is it like the old school drag cars that have like the little like kickboard in the back with wheels to keep your car from flipping over?
Well, yes, kind of. Yes,
they do have those.
Mark, call in, give a very detailed description of your. I'm sure Travis would like to know about your bike. And all of that nonsense. Call in. Probably you won't call in tonight because you're in the goddamn UK. But leave a message.
Do it.
Do
next
it.
Week
call in tonight.
Travis would like to hear that.
I'm very curious. Please.
Now, I don't know if we want to get into news. I don't know if we want to get into some videos. But I got some fucking hysterical shit this week.
Oh.
Well, then it sounds like we're probably going to get into it right now. So let's do
it. I'm feeling like we need to because
Owen's so out of his comfort zone with this car talk. It's ridiculous.
I got to
get off track, but
I nerd way the fuck back up. We gotta stop this shit right here. Hang on, where's my shit? There it is. All right. Oh, and Ty, by the way.
Hey.
There's the button on the side of your phone that turns the noise off.
I did that.
Yeah, you didn't because I heard it earlier.
It just did a little beep de boo.
It's
a quick one.
It wasn't a texty noise. But
that was the Bears noise, are all right? Losing now noise.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry.
I'm going to give you guys the choice this week. I got a few different things we can go to.
Okay.
We can go to woman on cell phone killed by train. Typical shit.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've really all heard it before.
I mean, not quite necessarily that story, but woman on cell phone is scary enough. So
we could go with first off the Glasgow fireworks, which have a very amazing end display that I think you all need to see.
All right.
We could go with.
Is it like a Chinese massage parlor end display or like
happy ending?
Yeah.
No, it's just a very intricate display.
Okay.
You're talking sex, right?
You've got to be talking sex.
Probably might have sex involved.
Okay.
In fact, that is what we should
open. All right, that's
up.
What we're going to watch.
Every episode does need to kind of open up, I think, with this. This is a this is a clip from – this is how – it's called – this. If you want to look up the video, it's This Is How They Do Fireworks in Glasgow. And there's not really good audio for it, so we'll just have to kind of explain what's going on.
Okay. All right, so fireworks are going off. There's a whole lot of fireworks. Now there's a crowd. They're looking at the fireworks.
Now there's two big fireworks.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, my God. That is
fantastic. Pause that right on time.
They have made it into a... we're going to have to watch this a couple times here.
I mean, there's a penis and balls.
That is... Oh, my God.
With the ejaculating tip.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Well designed.
No, wait. How quick does this happen? This is like some Fight Club stuff right here where you're like throwing some of the messages into like the mass population. And I think it's
the crowd
fantastic.
Went wild. Everybody loved it.
I'm going wild.
I got to see it one more time. I'm sorry.
I want to see that.
I want to kiss the man who designed the show.
Just look how quick the whole. You got a fireworks show.
Yeah. Oh my God, look at the fireworks.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Oh, what's
it's
that?
It's a big rocket ship.
Oh my God. Fantastic.
I
that girl's laugh is what makes this video, though. Like, you hear that. Oh my God, that's money. Wow, that is exceptional.
So, okay, we can check that off our list.
That was good.
Why do we not see more, even if they're not giant penises, why do we not see more cool shit happen like that with fireworks?
Right, right. Well,
get creative.
I mean, let's do more giant penises, don't get me wrong.
Yes, no, absolutely.
Let's do that, but...
But just things in general, like dragons, like
boobs.
Boobs.
Yeah, boobs
absolutely.
Are good.
Absolutely.
That guy needs to
it
make
was October,
a new
we should
career
have at least...
out of being the guy
yes.
that creates sexually explicit, vulgar firework displays. I want to see fucking, I want to see moving penises.
He's gonna
I want to
like,
you think the guys from Porno for Pyros are freaking out about this video right now?
Wow.
They've got to be.
Yeah.
They've got to be.
But Burning Man is hiring them.
I think this could be a new thing. Erotic fireworks.
It's sensational.
I'm turned on still.
I absolutely.
It kind of goes along with one of my old Bubble. Thoughts about doing a sex theme park. Like,
yeah,
the sex park, the erotic theme park. That's right. An idea.
For like Fairvilla and Disney mixed together.
Show which would be the erotic fireworks show.
Right on.
I mean.
But everybody's going to be all horny.
Oh, there's going to be so much fucking in Sexland.
It's not going to be good.
Isn't that called like a swingers cruise?
Oh, but it's going to be so much better. It's going to be, it's going to be, you can fuck anywhere.
Okay.
You're going to have, you remember those booths that you go to, like, remember, you know, Old Town? It's a nice like place where you could go get like baseball cards and a malt shoppy. And then you can get your picture taken with like a wig on or like
the photo
cowboy
booth
hat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be like one of those, but for fucking. So you can
take all of your clothes off and put a cowboy hat on, or you can take all of your clothes off and
Batman or Robin,
put
who
a
knows?
Mask on.
Who knows?
Okay, a tool belt.
Who
like
knows?
Whatever you want.
It's
all
gonna
right,
have
cool.
everything. It's okay. gonna have everything.
Sounds fun.
I would buy a season pass. And Ty, to answer your question, yes, you may feel her up. Okay.
At $69.99, cool. Everyone would be buying it.
Dude, that. Absolutely. So. Unlimited sex and...
And why would you not make it that price? You have to make it that price.
That's true. That's true. It's kind $69.99. Or $69.69.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that's much better.
So...
Without tax, though. $69.69 before tax.
Exactly. Everyone gets their
enough. Cut. Enough of that.
What? That's a fantastic idea. Why are we moving on?
We always need to move on.
All right.
We have plenty more to talk about, and
I'm
if we stay
about
on this all night, it'll always
water
go
ride.
Back there anyway.
It will come
it's,
back.
It's the grand circle of the show. It always
it'll
comes
happen
back to dicks,
or yes. toilets, or yeah,
or boobies.
Next news story. Old lady chops down an ice penis.
Oh,
we could do that.
Okay, this is a decent interstitial from your theme park.
Yeah,
idea. So obviously we're gonna have penis ice sculptures at Dicklandia.
We should. That's a subsect. That's like a dip. That's it. That's within. It's one of the lands within the world. You know what I mean?
Brilliant,
like,
brilliant.
You go to Dicklandia. You
yeah,
go to
and,
Twatville.
not bad. I was gonna go a little more
Wait,
tasteful.
Bubbles got something to say. Hold on.
Vaginapolis.
71ing.
71ing.
Okay.
Please
picturing,
explain
picturing
it.
Talking to the mic.
Talking to Mike. Hang on. What is 71ing?
71ing is like, from what I've heard, it's 69ing, but with fingers in the butt.
Okay.
One finger in each butt. That's what so makes
71. Where does 71ing come from?
Oh.
Wait.
It doesn't look like
but
it.
But then why
is
it
what I'm
71?
Guessing.
I'm trying to think, like...
One. I mean, it's a plus one, 69.
Oh, 69
one,
plus
one.
Two.
Yes, yeah, it's a 1-1.
71. I mean, I do dig some prostate stimulation, so... I mean, I'm not necessarily opposed to it. If this is an invitation, like...
So fucked.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So fucked. We talk about butt play like every show now, ever since
it
was brought up.
It scares me just a little bit.
What, prostate Duncan. Stimulation?
Oh,
well, I had a stripper that,
oh, it's
like,
fantastic.
The stripper I saw, she like, it. She went for it without any warning. And
oh.
I don't even know how she got in my pants that quick, let alone into my ass.
It's
like,
okay.
It was off putting. I was like, what? You were
Why
all dancing
so
on me
right
and
now?
It was okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm not, I don't feel raped, but whoa.
But slightly violated, yes.
Slightly violated.
Okay.
I wasn't ready.
Fair enough. Did she yell surprise first?
No.
Wow.
No,
that
looked
was just
deeply
rude.
Into my eyes.
Yeah, as you shoved a 20 down her. Yeah, okay.
That was a good dance, though.
It better have been.
Yeah. Can you put on some sexy music while we're talking about all this shit?
I've already lost control of the show, haven't I? The show has gone. All right. That's fine.
Everyone needs to try. Music. Every man, if there's any men listening, you need to really try prostate stimulation.
See, I just tune out whenever you talk. I can't listen to it.
You've never tried it.
I will not.
That's why you're tuning out right now.
What if I have hemorrhoids and I feel like that's going to hurt?
Well, that's fine. Wait till you're not flaring.
I guess that's okay.
I mean, maybe...
That is an entirely different set of circumstances.
You
got to
take care of that shit.
Then you do it with preparation H wipes, and it's totally okay.
Don't you tell me what I need to do.
Yeah, seriously, everyone has to try it with a woman at least once. Just the pinky. Start with the pinky.
Unless she
has nails.
Stripper had nails, man. Ooh. I'm just saying.
How dare you, sirs? Like, how dare you? I'm a gentleman. So, I was going to give you more of the topics that you guys could pick from.
Go ahead.
You know, and I said the last one was old lady ice penis.
Oh, that's right. What happened with the story? I'm curious.
Well, these are all videos.
Okay.
So then we have new NYU student trapped. This was actually a big news story. A new NYU student got trapped in between two buildings, and it took him 2 days to find him.
Whoa.
So there's that one.
How does that happen?
Yeah, let's actually do that. I mean, I'm giving you the choice while also reading them aloud and giving myself more of the choice.
Right, absolutely. But how do you get trapped? Like I'm picturing an alleyway. And some guy can't find his way out of the alleyway. it's a very linear. I understand that. It's a very,
it's an
very
escape stairway or something.
Yeah. I dare say this story,
or
Travis,
the street is right there.
Like, is far more involved than you would have ever guessed.
I am so excited.
And when you hear the
methamphetamines.
They're great.
Down, you hear how dumb this kid is.
He was in the ambulance. It's pretty an amazing story. According to the FDNY, he's taken to Bellevue Hospital tonight in serious condition. Somehow this 19-year-old NYU student fell many stories to the ground and landed there, and nobody knew where he was. He was wedged between two buildings, his NYU dorm and a garage. As I said, we saw that tear trickling down his cheek, but finally...
Yeah.
They saw it. Oh, sure.
They made a big deal too. Like, that was the huge part of the headline. Like, has tear trickling down his cheek. Like,
motherfucker was caught between two buildings for 2 days. Yeah, like, I'd have piss trickling down
there?
My pants. I would
Please
have.
Tell me.
They said he fell very many stories, if you caught that. So right. You'll find out later how he fell.
Oh,
friends say Asher Vong Tao was safe. He was rescued. His friends identified him. The student been missing since early yesterday morning. His friends say he was last seen running upstairs during a fire alarm. That was about...
Okay, there's the first tip.
Running upstairs during a fire alarm.
Up the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 a.m. Saturday morning, as other students ran down and evacuated the NYU dorm at 80 Lafayette Street. They said he was just silenced. They tried calling him. They couldn't find him. His best friend was searching around the neighborhood. And their friends say they reached out to the NYPD, to officials at NYU, and still nobody was listening.
Courtesy of Facebook. I love that all these pictures are courtesy of Facebook.
They're posting pictures of this kid.
Of his public profile.
They just posted one of him looking so goddamn high.
He's probably high. His eyes aren't open.
No, they're not. But that kid is laughing.
Those coats aren't that funny.
And total hipster glasses.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Finally, someone did listen, and that's how he was found.
Because we went door to door, knocking on doors, asking people what they heard.
These are the friends. These are the friends talking about, you know, what they did.
One person said, the last person who saw him saw that he was headed upstairs. And so
can you look at this guy?
What's up, dude?
For me? Tell me what
he
is wrong.
He doesn't really look like an NYU.
What is going on right there?
Wow.
He owes me a lot of money for all the drugs that he owes me money for.
You guys were talking about the movie Kids that you saw the other night. That's a guy from Kids right there.
Oh, my God.
That is a guy from Kids.
It's Casper.
Oh, hang on. And we said, you need to go to the roof. And they would not have been there for who knows how long.
Okay. So they knew he went to the roof. He went up to the roof. During a fire alarm.
Right.
And then fell off the roof, I guess.
That's how natural selection works.
I guess.
And he was found in a teeny tiny space between the two buildings. According to the FDNY, it's just about, a foot and a half to 2 feet wide. That's where he was found. It took the fire department about an hour and a half to get to him. They had to drill through
a garage
wall.
He's not a big guy.
He must have been goofing and slipped off the roof or something.
Oh, yeah. Straight goofing. Like, goofing's the word.
Straight goofing.
But straight goofing.
We're between a wall, or what is it, a building and a what?
In a garage.
Like, at what point?
I'm assuming kind of like a parking garage or something.
At what point does it become small enough to do that? I've never seen buildings that close. But maybe it's just because it's New York. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's New York. They're right up against each other.
Like, right on each other?
Like, yeah, you got to think, though, one building might be designed a little different. So this guy could have been several stories up, but still stuck. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they touch near the bottom.
Oh, like suspended.
He didn't go, like, kind of, like, I think that's kind of what happened. I don't think he was all the way on the ground is what I'm trying to say. I feel he was stuck in a crevice of some sort that he couldn't. I mean, they keep using the term wedged. And I feel like when we see better pictures of it, it's going to be like
we'll
two buildings that meet, but meet kind of in a tight wedge.
Those architects have some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Come on.
But like,
can we put a grate over this or something near the top so we could just like prevent dumb kids from falling in there?
Dude, fuck, yeah. You know what the worst part of all of this is? Is this guy is going to live with the Rock and Hard Place references for the rest of his life, and it's going to make him cry. Yeah.
And the weirdest part about it, he was a black guy. I don't know.
Between a rock and a hard place.
On his side.
He was
on his
side.
He was talking, but obviously
he lost consciousness. But he was talking.
Tonight, how many stories
did anyone else catch that line?
How did he end up there? But this good part tonight is that he was found. He is alive, according to NYU. They put out a statement tonight. They say a public safety officer.
Well, this is why we all hate the news, and this is why we do shows to make fun of its fucking stupidity. Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
I mean, somebody needs to point out this stuff. But yeah, so there was that guy. I figured you want to hear about
him. I definitely would have never known about the dude stuck in a wedge.
No, nor would I have.
Between
absolutely not.
A couple buildings.
See, this is what happens when you're me.
Good call.
When
well,
you're
well
me.
Well played.
This is upsetting that this show is like my news source.
Yeah.
Like for the week.
You're
like,
up to date.
I would never know
now
what was happening in Castleberry.
Can you imagine?
If I didn't like, if it wasn't for this show.
I've got a lot of fans in China. They're getting their news from me.
That is
Chinese people, get out of there. Start liking us more.
We're Americans are crazy.
We love you. Are you crazy? Why did I do Chong when I was trying to do a Chinese?
Yeah.
All right. I did send a video to your lady today, Travis.
To my little lady right here?
Yeah.
This
bubble?
This one?
Wow, to your bubble.
What's up?
Hey, Bubs.
Hey, Bubs.
And I told her that I wasn't going to say that I, sent it to her. But we'll hear a little bit because she's opening up. She wants to talk a little more.
She does.
She
does.
Wants to talk a little more. And since she knows what this video is, she can actually think about what this is.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and give her.
No. Not quite yet because you need to have your reaction to the clip itself.
Oh, copy.
This is a story about a real thing. I believe it's kind of a Kickstarter type thing.
Oh,
but I think it's more on its way.
All right, let's see it.
It is a what is it called? It just in my book I have it written down as rape shorts, but it's I believe it's anti-rape shorts was the actual thing.
I think chastity belt is the term for that.
Kind of.
Okay.
That
sounds right.
Is pretty much the female version of the chastity belt.
The chastity belt is the female version.
Yes.
But that's really not that bad.
Yeah, a chastity belt is for females.
Yeah, this does not have a lock and chain. Oh, no. I know what a chastity belt is, and yes, but this is like a real life fucking.
Oh.
Have you ever really seen a real, except for the medieval concept of what a chastity
belt is?
That's
all I'm aware of.
That's what a chastity belt is.
No. In China, they came out. Hold on, before
they
have
their own thing?
They have a chastity belt, and it's basically like a tampon that you put. In your vagina.
They did this for the
vagina
African
trap.
Women that were getting raped over.
Yes.
They did it for it has teeth in it. It's
the Chinese
the
vagina trap.
The Chinese vagina trap.
Yes, it is the Chinese finger trap, vagina trap.
Penis trap.
Don't put your penis
have
in
fun at the hospital.
You get ripped. It just rips the penis to shreds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's got teeth.
Oh yeah. It makes teeth look docile.
Yeah.
The movie, that is.
It's more spines, I think.
I think it's more like just fish hooks. I think fish hooks is what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Like, it comes out and stays. All right, hold on. We got to see this.
These are the anti-rape shorts.
Tell chastity belt.
If this
have you ever been out walking at night alone, wishing you could feel safer? And you, parents and friends, how often have you worried about a loved one? We want to provide a product that will make women and girls feel safer when out on a first date, or a night of clubbing, taking an evening run, traveling in another country,
like Funny or Die,
or in other potentially risky situations.
This is a real thing.
This is totally real.
Our product line provides a layer of protection in case of assault. It is, in fact, anti-rape wear.
Oh.
The product is designed to present a substantial barrier to sexual assault. Studies show that resisting sexual assault lessens the chance of a rape taking place without increasing the violence of the attack.
I'm perplexed by that.
The challenge was to find a way for the garment to be worn comfortably during normal activities while still being able to frustrate an attack.
Still look pretty sexy.
Right, no, she definitely does.
Even if the person wearing it had too much to drink, was drugged, or asleep.
I know I said, you know, I kind of want to get freaky tonight, but...
So it needed to be resistant to cutting and pulling.
How does she take it off?
How does she put it on?
Yeah. I'm waiting. They're trying to cut it right now. They can't cut it.
They need sharp scissors, obviously. No.
Can't cut this rape wear off.
Yeah, by that time, mind you, she doesn't have a hip because it's been shredded apart.
If you're trying to knife the rape wear, it's not going to help.
Right, right, no.
If you knife her, it'll probably hurt.
Oh, crumbling in a ball doesn't work either, apparently.
We found the solution in a skeletal structure which allows us to straighten just certain parts of the garment. The waistline, thighs, and central areas are straightened with a unique webbing structure which makes our garment difficult to remove by a stranger.
By a stranger.
Okay.
It looks...
First off, guys, how do you feel about the actual look of the underwear?
Not terrible.
I'm not hating it.
Not terrible,
I'm
honestly.
I'm really not hating it.
I mean, it's
it.
Not honestly, amazing, I mean, but it's not
terrible. Yeah, I've seen much sexier underwear, but I've seen way worse.
No, I'm a fan of the boy shorts kind
they
of thing.
They are cute.
Yeah.
And
you know
that's
kind of
what they
about.
Got going on. Yeah. It's a little boy shorty. Yeah, I don't know.
So, I mean, we're knocking all kinds of fetishes for me personally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, these are...
I would totally let her put her finger
here's
in
here's the part. You can't make them sexy if they're trying to deter rape. Like, that's the first mistake of the whole product.
More hot pants.
Make yes.
Them, make them look like pants. You shit yourself or something. There will be...
Oh, that's kind of...
Oh, I can't get these off. I'm trying hard.
I can't get it off.
And we can't stretch
it. Even though it is hard for someone else to cut or pull off, it is easy to put on and comfortable to wear.
I do not like those as much.
The user can adjust the thigh straps to a comfortable position before locking them in place. Once the thigh locks have been set, the leg openings cannot be lifted or shifted to the sides. The waist strap is similar, but has a special lock which can only be opened using clock hand positions, which are...
This is the most fucked up part about it for me. This is like, literally, there is a lock on it.
Right.
That only the woman knows the code. You know? And
see, I just picture some poor girl... in the bathroom at a bar, being annihilated.
Totally, watch. There are up to 132 combinations randomly assigned.
Whoa!
Randomly. We've already developed running shorts with the same basic construction and have plans to expand the product line with traveling shorts soon.
Because we all know all the runners are getting raped. All of them. I know it's... All the runners are getting raped.
Now, I have to say,
I mean, if you're running around,
after watching kids last night... Okay, because this is where I'm at right now. This is not an absolutely terrible idea.
Invention.
But my God, the delivery of this infomercial...
Oh, it's absurd, isn't it?
It's absolutely absurd.
Hang on. We got to finish it, though.
Anti-rape khakis.
We believe our product will give women and girls additional power to control what happens to their bodies in case they are assaulted. We have been working on this project for a few years and want your financial
Do they have
support
a men's
so
version at the
finalize
end?
Finalize an effective, elegant, and production-ready prototype.
It's want to wear my man rape shorts.
Funny enough, that was the first thing that Katie said when we were talking about it.
Nice.
On the internet, was, is there going to be a male version of these?
There should be a male version of...
Men can get raped too.
This is, and I can't. Yeah,
butthole.
Butthole protection. They have a little flap or something that like...
It's specially designed. You can't get in the butt.
You can't get in the butt. That's true. You're not getting in there.
Can't grab the nuts. Just, can't get there.
Just make them a little more manly, and yeah. I'll be wearing those to jail next time I go.
Dude, absolutely.
I know, right?
And then have, like, you know, get, like, absolutely.
All jail wear is anti-rape wear.
Right?
We're hoping for contributions and feedback from as many people as possible so we could get a clear signal that
this
product should be
video,
on the market.
Huh?
Isn't the soundtrack, like, the standard... Like infomercial soundtrack, like
total. It's a Kickstarter video. Okay. It totally is, I think. But I'm not gonna spend the time actually promoting.
I'm sure it's
it.
Already
Oh, the company is literally called
dollars.
AR-ware.
Yeah,
for
AR-ware, anti-rape-ware. Yes,
that's the first problem. You need to market yourself a little bit.
Yeah, you need to think about it
like
a little
safe
better.
Safe women wear.
Yeah, like
my
body, my choice wear, like anything, like I don't know, but
God, we're marketing geniuses.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, like you made the good point, like what if a woman gets fucked up at a bar, forgets her code or what have you?
There is 132 different combinations.
I guarantee, it's going to happen. But number two, okay, so they didn't answer this part. Does every woman have one code for like every pair that she owns?
Probably, because they'll never sell more than 132 of them. So yes, absolutely. Or is this like this is your code?
That's what
Jezebel. This is
you. Yeah. You and
Katie, did you get your code yet?
How would you crack the code though? Like if you couldn't remember, you had them on. And you're like, I'm so fucking drunk.
You can't cut them off. Yeah, you can't cut them off.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
You can't rip them off.
You can't crumple them into a ball and make them disintegrate.
No, you can't.
As was clearly demonstrated.
Oh yeah,
crumpling.
You clearly
does
can't
nothing.
Crumple them off of you.
That was.
How many times are you drunk where you're sitting on the toilet and you're trying to pull your pants up, but your head's almost like beneath your legs, like you're that drunk? Like, you know, I've
seen
my
zipper
do this,
is
right?
The hardest thing in the world.
But
in
the
heart, so like,
and that's the hardest thing with like this particular product is that you have to be sitting straight up to use it. You know what I mean? Mm. You can't.
Do they make it for wide women as well?
Oh no!
Yes,
they do not.
How does anti-rape wear get for the wide?
Oh my God!
Supply
only
and demand.
In attractive sizes.
Fantastic. I'm just saying, it's like, does it become less anti-rapeable if it's in a bigger size?
Without a doubt. I mean,
the code's a little simpler.
Yeah.
So size 8 and below or something like that.
You guys just get an eject button.
Oh my God. They need to make one of those to hide like men's no reason boners. Like a pair of underwear that can like put the surprise erection at bay.
It restricts your boner.
I haven't had a surprise erection since I was like in high school.
That's true. Do you keep getting those all the time?
I get them all the time.
Wow.
Like, just, not all the time, but
I mean, I wake up with the morning wood sometimes.
Right. Well, that's not surprise.
Just like,
that's like,
down the street,
hey.
Going to get some beer. Oh, look, I got a boner. What's going up here?
No, it'll be like I'm in a golf cart or something and I'm like, oh man, I'm going to have to ride around a little more.
Like a full on?
No. Like we're talking half chub.
A chub.
Okay. Half chub. Not even chub. Like
I just walk around proud with that.
I'd say
I've gotten
the quarter chub by surprise before, but over that would be strange to me.
I got a little penis. I can walk around with a half chub. It's fine.
It's true.
It's fine.
That's
it's
true.
It's not an issue, you know. Just, oh, look, he's got something there today.
Half chub, I don't want to get into the circumcision thing like, how does it come out of the foreskin at the half chub, or is that like...
Depends how good the half chub, I suppose. I don't know. I mean,
what really?
Really?
At half chub, it's hit or miss.
Half chub? No, sometimes it's not all the way out.
Okay.
No, that's not. It's
not. No, I was just curious.
3/4 chub, you're out.
Right, of course. Of
and
course.
Then full on and beyond, because I have a beyond too. I think
there is definitely a beyond. That moment before you come is beyond.
There's like full on like normal boner, but then I just feel like I have super boner every once in a while. Doesn't happen every time.
Yeah.
Super boner.
Oh, I've been surprised before.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what?
And that was the term I coined years ago, which was mirror dick. It's when you can see yourself in the reflection of the head of your own penis. You know that it is
It's looking at you with respect.
See, when I get erect, what I've noticed when I get erect, like my dick does not become more shiny. So I don't know.
Mine's
if that's
not really shiny either.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if that's an uncircumcised thing or if you need to see a doctor, but.
I can't see myself in it, but I can see it respecting me.
Oh, absolutely. It's standing tall for you. Exactly.
It's saying, well done.
Sir.
Enjoy that.
Oh, I will.
So do you guys want to hear the winner of the Guinness World Records fastest talker ever?
Please tell me it's like an auctioneer.
It's not.
Damn. Okay, but yeah, sure.
You won't even guess this, bitch, because it's going to drive us insane and probably take us into break. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Trisha.
Hi, Trisha.
And yes, her name.
My name is Tata. I'm 24 years old, and I am from Los Angeles, California. I work as a professional lingerie model. People just love to hear me talk. I'm one of those people who can just talk to people like it. People have timed me, and I can do like 800 words per minute. I can do anything, you know? I mean, I read like The Great Gatsby in like 20 minutes. I read it out loud, and they sort of slowed it down word for word, and I've said every word except for about 50 of them.
How does she have that number?
I understood three of them, but I read,
exactly,
I read them all.
Exactly.
I read them.
Guinness World Record would be cool because it'd be like legit. Like it wouldn't be just like me like thinking I can do it. It'd be really
so
cool
she has
to, like
a reverse down
I do everything
syndrome.
Fast.
Yes.
I'm just a really
yeah,
good person.
Something like that.
All right, here we are with Trish Payton. Come on out, Trish. Let's hear it for her.
She comes.
Professional lingerie model. I don't know. I'm not very attracted to
yeah,
this
look
woman.
Look at the size. Professional. What do they call them? Plus size.
Right. I mean, well, I mean that, her honkers are massive, but that
there's thick and then there's thick.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Thick.
The package is not there. As
that's
far
a plus-size woman.
You're about to attempt the Guinness World Record for fastest.
Nothing wrong with that. You black guys,
no,
we have black listeners.
No, absolutely. Dude,
like,
I am all about thick.
You
don't get me wrong.
This guy,
I'm just saying.
Thick is okay.
It's a butterface for all of our Ebonic listeners. She's a butterface.
Yes, she is.
And for the purposes of this record,
right,
you will be reciting Shakespeare's Hamlet's soliloquy. Ms. Paytas, if you're ready. 3, 2, 1, go.
Can you imagine waking up to that?
Oh my
Every
god.
Every morning?
Can you imagine finishing having
so,
sex
I went to the gym,
with that?
I went to the,
like, oh my god.
They didn't have the right butter, so we went.
Wait, did she win, like, for world's fastest?
Yeah,
sister?
She got it.
She
got it.
Did she also win for world's, like, worst girlfriend? Because, oh my god.
Oh my god.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It's.
Did
a,
they slow it down?
Yeah.
They don't on this clip, no. I mean, it's supposedly, it, like, they do the audio.
She obviously did that also.
No, yeah. Wow.
No, but I guess they did. They slowed it down and whatever. She's got the record, so. Ta-da!
Wow. Well, I hope she's fucked. Man, I bet you her dad is so damn proud right now.
I'm almost sad with
Guinness. My lingerie model daughter is the fastest reader in the world.
Ever.
Doesn't understand a damn thing,
but she can read like
but
a...
She can read.
But she can read.
She can read so,
so
quick you don't even
fast.
Understand.
She read
so
all the books.
Fucking fast.
All of them.
All of them. In a day, allowed.
She's useless. She's useless.
Is she's the definition of like that in and out brain. I mean, it's like there's nothing that retained any of the information or the
no,
because you can't. I mean, there are Chinese kids, I guess, can they can speed read, retain information, but they're not doing that.
No,
and they're also not lingerie models,
right? And they're
I
also
don't know, some of them might be.
Yeah, I mean, China
they're
needs
they're not
them
plus
too.
Size lingerie models.
No, no.
I mean, this
they
is the
come
difference.
Over here for that.
This
or
is the
Mexico.
Difference between us and Asians. We have plus size
models.
That's, I mean,
Asians just have models.
They just have models.
Yeah.
That try and look like Americans.
Right.
Just precisely. Like American real people, like normal people.
Yeah.
That's what they try and do. But they can't because
no.
They're Asians.
And they'll yeah. Never be plus size.
And they're like, you know, they're yellow. On that note, ladies
Leave
and gentlemen,
it
is time for break.
Coming to Yeha.
Guys,
yeah.
If you want to call in the next segment, you probably should do that. And that number to do so, which we never gave out on the whole goddamn first segment, is
3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8. Six.
Hail Satan.
Beginning to realize that why people might not call is because they're scared shitless when they hear us read the number. So, I don't know if we're going to be doing that. Yeah,
whatever. Hey, you got to hail Satan a little bit.
Upaquito.
Play something.
Jam
play
up.
Oh, Ty, this is your fault. I forgot to tell you about this.
What'd I do?
This was your fault.
I didn't do it.
Nah, you didn't. You
did it.
Pissed me off somehow.
How'd I do it?
I don't know. I imported your shit wrong, and now I can't locate it in my iTunes.
Well, you obviously screwed that up.
Yeah.
All right.
Either way, I found it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some Ween.
A little bit of Ween for you.
It's off the opposite of Quebec. God, it's going to be a long night. We'll be back.
You know what this song's a ripoff of, right? You hear it?
Wait.
Speaking of all the Motorhead you play all the time. This is a Motorhead riff, a little bit. They're playing on it.
I like Ween. You got me into Ween. You need to listen to more of them. Either way, folks, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a little break, and we will certainly join you with more scumbaggery. Hopefully we'll get a call, you know. We're going to be doing that, and eat a bag of dicks.
Come on back.
Hear songs about Django because I love black people.
So many people in the neighborhood.
It's also about black people. So many people in the neighborhood.
Don't know if they're very good people. Those are the lyrics. I wasn't saying anything.
And I didn't know the lyrics to the song, so I wasn't saying anything either. Trayvon!
Ooh,
too soon?
Just too controversial.
Ooh,
they never heard our Trayvon.
Oh, they never heard my Trayvon shit.
We had a couple Trayvon songs.
We got Trayvon songs, man. Nice. We got
nice.
You guys haven't heard the hits. I mean,
you really do need to pull those.
I do from all the episodes and just create like
a Trayvon show.
No, not even a Trayvon show.
No, just all the different songs we've done
over the year.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I need to bring out the next episode. Keyboard's coming back,
ladies and gentlemen. Keyboard's
coming back.
That's a promise from Ty.
I'm doing it.
So, Mark, don't listen because you will hate it all.
Oh, it'll be great. You'll love it, Mark.
No, you will love it, Mark.
I'll sing just to you. I'll put a little sexy little English Mark in there.
Your voice is insanely sexy, Ty.
Thank you.
It's delicious.
Oh, he's got a chocolate.
It's sensual.
He's got a chocolate.
Like I you should
down.
Be on an NPR program. That's how you like Echoes the Friday Saturday. Like
my name is Ty.
Yes,
welcome everybody. Welcome to Monday evenings with Ty.
See, and if the show was hosted by him, it'd be like that. But it's hosted by me, and I'm annoying and loud and abrasive
and I love
nasally.
You.
We all love you.
Yeah, we all
know.
Love you. Yeah.
I know you do.
Just ties the panty dropper.
I'm here to soothe.
Anyway, we haven't even said we are back.
What did she say?
For the second segment of the show, and we are trying to get going as quick as possible here because our good friend Travis is
T. Diddy.
Dude, sounds like you got some money in the pocket, and you gotta run and go make it, man.
Yeah, Bubbles got a
customer.
Here's
a dude.
Oh my God!
He just shows up.
What is happening right now?
He just shows up.
Oh my God!
This motherfucker is getting in the goddamn car. We have business to take care of.
Wait a minute.
What?
First of all,
were you just talking to him outside?
Because they're starting to look.
It.
No, they're starting to look scripted.
It is what I do.
I know it is. Okay.
Is this for real?
Deal with the rock.
This is for real.
But you're working too? You're both going?
I'm working for him.
He's working for me tonight. So it is what it is.
You both need to put some blacks on.
It is what it is. Owen, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. I love how you just,
welcome
burst
to the show.
Into
oh,
my
the headphones.
House. Yeah,
got
they're
the
being
headphones.
Used by.
All
the
right,
person.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need them.
No,
so.
You don't. You're fine.
You can hear us.
You're gonna be
gone.
Hear
us damn
well. You're gonna be gone in 8 minutes, apparently.
I have work to do.
Yeah, exactly.
We have 8 minutes.
I was at a wedding for a friend of ours that we all know.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Sure, sure, sure.
We know.
Okay. We know.
So,
we
know.
I don't.
You know, and this bitch
know.
Right here.
Forgot that was today.
It was today, and this bitch has to go deal with me and a loadout for Paramore, so...
If anyone's listening, like, are you feeling my sorrow right now? Like,
are you kidding me?
Like,
I don't want to hear it. I've drank half a bottle of vodka, and I have to go to a loadout.
I heard
That's
it was,
a normal
I heard it was
Monday
load
for
in.
You, bitches.
Oh,
a normal
God.
Monday.
Are you sure it's God. Not load in? I thought it was load in.
Did you love that? Did you love how I just pulled it up right here?
That was so fantastic. This is the best thing that's ever happened.
Right?
It was right on cue. It was literally that, as I was
yeah,
bringing it
which
up.
Which is why you need to stop doing it, because it's looking scripted.
It is
well,
looking
it's
scripted.
Not scripted, and just so everybody knows, it's how I operate. I just fucking show up, so.
Your life is a sitcom.
The timing
I
really was
okay,
quintessential.
Okay, that's
like,
fine.
It was...
And I just, okay. Gina's
thanks.
At the house.
This is my point to drag this fucker out of here so we can go get to work.
Trust me, I'm all about it, and we have talked about it.
Are you
since
paying
before,
me for the extra time that I'm
show?
Coming?
What extra time? You have to fucking drive there, motherfucker. I don't want to hear it.
It's
shut up.
20 minutes away. Ah! My
hey, Owen, how's it going, buddy?
Ooh, there's something there.
Owen.
I was feeling groovy.
I was Owen. Definitely
I need
why are you ruining my goddamn show, you fucking queer? Fucking fantastic until you got here and ruined everything.
Oh my God, apparently I ruined everything.
You ruined his penis. What happened?
That's what it's like when you mess with the pod king.
Yeah,
all right?
The pod king.
You step into the studio,
yeah, so
you step into my realm. When he steps into yours, he's yours. Until then, he's goddamn mine. So you can
hold
on,
in Owen's defense,
sir.
He has six more minutes
apparently
with me.
I'm a douchebag, so I'm just gonna
Owen, you've
out.
Got 6 minutes
all
of Travis.
All right,
the
pod king!
Pod King Owen! The Lord!
All hail him!
That's right!
Drink your beers and smoke your buds!
But do not entertain the idea of fucking with the show! Nice of you to join us.
Hey,
Ian.
I'm glad you're
thanks for stepping
you.
In the studio.
I'm
it's
a
good to hear from
so
you.
So I'll deal with it. I love it.
Oh, it's cool. You just barge in the studio. You're all drunk, and I have to put you in
well,
line. It's fine.
Well, come
it's
on.
Fine.
I mean, really, am I not supposed to be drunk when I pop up? Like,
it would be kind of weird if you were sober.
It would be
pop.
Very strange
yeah.
if you
yeah,
were.
Actually, really? Like,
I would
considered.
Think something was wrong.
If I wasn't drunk when I walked in here, that would
it would have been more suspect.
Hold on,
a semi issue. Like, I just, normally, whenever I walk in here, Ty, come on.
I understand.
If I
feel
walk
you.
In, normally, yeah. I'm semi-not
you're,
sober.
You're right on time, I think.
Like, yeah. like, that's how it goes.
And I'm kind of the same way, you know. I show up, I'm about where
you'll
Ty
be
should
less
be.
Than that motherfucker, so shut up.
Is he but, working?
He's
is this
on
guy
the
working?
Phone, whatever.
That was Gina.
Oh, whatever, you and your shut China.
Up. I just
but
had
really,
to explain
come
how
on,
you
Ty,
turn.
You've okay. got to admit, like, I pop up. That's what I do.
Yeah, no, I... I must admit,
Owen?
Because you've scared the crap
Owen?
Out of me the last couple
look
days.
Look at me, Owen.
Reluctantly. That's...
Look at me. Don't reluctantly me shit, motherfucker. I love you.
He loves you. Oh,
love
Mike is
show.
Gone.
I know
I
you
heart
do.
Your show.
I know you do. You
your
can,
show
now your mic's
is
going
like,
back up because you're saying you're like, I was pulling it down. But then you said
well,
you
you're
going
to. Of course you're
going
to pull it down. And I have yeah. to fucking bring it back up. It's like.
Wait, are we still talking
oh,
about
Jesus
the show?
Christ. Like,
we
really?
Are we still talking about the show?
We should be.
Shut up, Travis.
I'm just saying.
I love you. Owen, I love you more.
Damn.
I'll suck your dick, Owen.
I know you will.
It's getting man sexy in here.
You're not going to. Ever. Ever.
Man sexy.
He's not even receptive to
yeah.
prostate stimulation.
No, he hasn't. Like,
I know.
He doesn't want his prostate stimulated.
Where's the maraca?
This is where the fun comes in with this show, is when fucking me, people like me pop up and it's like, I'm going to suck your dick.
He just wants to put your penis in his mouth.
Me. Dude, is there really anything wrong with that? All right,
everybody
like,
listening, stand
if
by.
If he puts a wig on and looks like a chick, is it better?
It's 10:18, guys. That means that Travis needs to go, and I'm going to play some Ween while we say goodbye to Travis and Ian.
Oh, it's Ween.
And I maintain the rest of the show.
I
we'll be right back. Seriously.
Owen hasn't drank enough
yet. We need to
what are you
walk
doing?
These guys. I'm walking them out of the
studio.
You
going to walk them out of here?
I'm going to punch. I love you all, and I'm going to punch the shit out of Owen after
Travis.
This. It's a donkey punch, just to be clear.
Yes.
It's unfortunate that you have to leave so early.
It is unfortunate, and it's also unfortunate that I have to drive with an absolutely intoxicated queer. But it's going to be a good night.
You're one to talk.
I am one to talk.
Thank you.
Let's at least thank before she leaves us as well.
Bubble.
Bubble.
Katie Bubble, everybody.
Bubble. Oh, Bubble.
And come on, really? Are you seriously
not? Thank you for joining us. Me and Ty are going to finish up the rest of the show. You guys have a very serious gig you need to get to. And it's we just, are going to take a second break because...
This is worthy of a second break.
Worthy of a second break and a reboot. So just bear with us here and... and just enjoy while...
I love you, kid.
While we disappear into funness.
Get out of
shining
here.
Bright tonight on you. Bring along your lady friend. Do a dance from way back when. Tonight's the night when all your dreams come true.
The sexy third cast.
It's the sexy third segment. We've never done a third segment.
The late,
third,
late
it
night
gets
cast.
It gets crazy in the second segment.
I can't wait.
And then it gets a little more chill, a little more sexy.
A little
the
sexy
third segment.
I don't know. We don't have a sandwich going on now, though. The rose
there,
between two thorns.
The sandwich would have been nice.
This is true. This is true. We got to turn her mic up a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. After the catastrophe that we all just witnessed. Here in the radio
is that better?
Show. Oh, yeah, that is a lot better.
Okay.
That's a lot better.
There we go.
Thank you, Ty. After the catastrophe that we just witnessed here in the studio.
Some would call it a catastrophe. Some would call it a, hey, what's up, friend?
Yeah, some would
nice
call
visit.
It that. Not exactly a nice visit for
it was
me.
A quick,
ladies
nice
and gentlemen,
visit.
Thank you. Thank you very much. old Bubble has stuck around, even though her man Travis has left, even though... Drunken Ian was forced
about
to
that.
Leave.
Yep.
We're going to continue with the rest of the show.
Yeah,
we're
thanks
gonna,
for hanging.
Yeah, thanks for bubs. Hanging. Seriously.
Yeah, bubs.
Bubs.
I didn't need
bubs.
Those anti-rape panties, so I mean, it's
yeah, you didn't feel the need for the anti-rape panties after even seeing that? Okay, good. She's hung out with us
I'm
all
I'm actually
evening.
Glad to hear that.
All evening, and she didn't feel the need
well,
for
well, if
the...
anybody would have...
I did ask him on the way here, because him and I already were on the same level with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I basically said, you know, yeah. Yeah, you should probably, you know, if you get the chance, probably pick a pair up. but that's, I think that would actually be more if Duncan was here. Duncan would be far more rapey. Duncan,
well,
he's kind of a rape master.
Yeah.
You know.
That doesn't sound good. I think I've only met him a few times.
We're
going
to have to get her on a show now with Duncan. That's
oh, God.
He's not that rapey.
Then Travis definitely needs to be here. This is not happening.
She doesn't want to be defenseless.
No.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, we do have a call.
What do we got?
I'll give you three guesses as to who it is.
I'm hoping it's Dunk, but I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Bender's on the line.
Figured it was Bender.
Jack?
What's happening, Ono Radio Show?
Hey, thanks for calling, buddy. How you doing?
What's up, brother man?
Good. I tried to call right as the train wreck was derailing, so I figured I'd wait.
I have to make you aware that there was nothing planned about that. There was nothing staged about what occurred here this evening.
I believe it. It seemed I could hear the rage in your voice.
was there significant rage coming out?
There was significant how dare you on my show without any warning rage.
Oh wow.
And see, Bender really picked up on it. I saw a little discomfort, but I was happy that look, it's like a phone call, but somebody's here.
Part of me was kind of shocked that it was happening. And then part of me was like, wow, and Owen's letting this happen. And then, Owen's stepping in and not letting this happen.
I let it happen until I realized he was absolutely goddamn shitty.
He was pretty shitty.
He was really shitty. And if he would have had anything of interest or, I don't know, anything more interesting to say than I'm fucking here, then I guess I probably would have let him talk. You don't do that to my show if you're not funny.
No.
You just don't. if you come in here like as the most talented motherfucker on Spanish guitar, I'll kick your goddamn guitar into your chest.
I want to hear that Spanish guitar.
Okay, I'd probably let a Spanish guitar player in here.
You'd
But you don't come rolling in here unless you have some sort of significant yo-yo talent, Spanish guitar, and or comedic value. And he did not have anything. So, Jack, what are you going to do for us? Because you can't show me a yo-yo trick.
The audio on the phone
isn't good enough to do a Spanish guitar. So what do you got for me?
Well, what I can say is that I've been listening since the beginning of the show, and I enjoy the news stories. Curious how to find. I've only been able to find a GIF of the erotic fireworks display, and I've seen all what I can describe as the payoff, if you will. But I want to see the real video so I can get the full.
Effect. No, the full effect.
It was a solid video.
I think I gave it out. I mean, this is how they do fireworks in Glasgow. Do you want to hear?
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
I will Google that.
You can remember that.
I had to step away from the computer while you were finishing off the story about the dorm room fall, stuff between the building, whatever. The only thing that is running through my mind still about that story is I think the song came out somewhere in the 90s by some one-hit wonder, Mighty Joe Plum, the What If I Fell 15 Stories song.
Is there a
whatever.
Song
like,
for
that's
that?
The first. Yeah, it's like, What If I Fell 15 Stories? It's like stupid generic grunt.
That's
rap,
really,
like,
that was really good, Jack. Can you do that again?
Yeah, can
please?
We?
Can you do that again?
That?
Can I put an effect on it? It'd be cool.
Hold on, we've got to reverb a little bit.
Yeah, do it again. Do it again.
What If I Fell 15 Stories? And I don't know the rest, because it was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I like it. Anyway, do you want to...
What if we fail?
Do you want to follow...
15 stories between a building.
Should I look up the song?
I don't even know I was there.
Ty, find the song. Do you have a thing that you can find the song?
Mighty Joe Plum.
Mighty Joe Plum. Let's look up that song. We're gonna close the show with it just for you, Jack.
Tonight
we're gonna close the show with some Mighty. Was it Joe Plum?
Mighty Joe Plum.
Okay. We're gonna do that tonight. We're gonna do that tonight.
Cool.
All right. Do you want to follow along while we get to our next news story, man?
Yeah, I would love to. What do you got?
All right. Well, we already did anti-rape shorts. Okay, let's get into. Here's a good one.
Mighty Joe Young?
Plum.
Mighty Joe
like
Young was the movie about the ape, I think, wasn't it?
Mighty Joe Plum, What If I Fell?
Yeah, all right. Ask the young chick. What is Mighty Joe? Tell me the synopsis of Mighty Joe Young.
I don't
Mighty
know
Joe Young, tell me the synopsis. Come on.
I've seen it before, but I don't
Mighty
remember.
Mighty Joe Young was the gorilla movie.
I'm pretty sure you're right,
that's
though.
That's the
I'm
one where it's like way too huge to be realistic or believable for a gorilla.
I was asking
like,
the lady.
Like all of King Kong, but not, right? Like that was Mighty Joe Young?
Yeah, it's pretty much it. It was the nice. Whatever. It was a nice monkey or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's some, but whatever.
God.
It's not Harry and the Hendersons.
That's not an ape. That's
wasn't
a Sasquatch.
Congo.
Big difference.
Congo, done. That movie was a good ape movie, if there ever was one.
Congo.
We're talking about ape movies here on the Ono Radio Show. Call in if you have a good ape movie.
It's going
is
bananas.
Is this the one?
Is this the song, Benner? Can you hear it?
It's horrible so far.
Okay, stop it. It's probably right. It's probably the song. We're gonna play it.
We're just gonna go
for real at the end of the show.
I don't know if that's the one.
Oh, it's probably the one.
It just says Mighty Joe Plum. It has no other name.
It's because they only had the one song. It was about the guy that fell in the gap between the walls. Apparently,
what if I fell 15 stories?
Yep, that one.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the only one. their LP was just that song 12 times over and over.
That wasn't me hitting the button, Jack. That was you.
That was a Bender beep.
All right. So I did seriously want to address this on the first. Oh, here we go. Can you stop with the Mighty Joe Plum? All right. I think we've had enough. Until we're going to get to him at the end of the show. That's not blow our plum
load. Give me the cable.
It's not blow our plum load. Don't blow our plum load, Ty.
Is this the cable? Do I have it?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
That's the one. It's plugged into the board, as you can see.
I could press play.
I could also have it be muted still.
Okay.
So there's that.
Continue
womp,
on.
Womp, womp.
Moving forward.
No, I did want to talk about this on the first segment. We never got a chance. I was also going to try and make the second segment a little more legit than I usually do, and then the second segment got ruined. So here we are in the third segment, which is now the sexy segment. and now I have to find out how to make the topic of tasteless Halloween costumes sexy. I don't know that I could do it, but we could certainly talk about tasteless Halloween costumes.
You want to make it sexy.
I do want to
make
it sexy.
You got to talk sexy about it.
Now,
did you do Halloween?
Did I do Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like costume wise, do you have a good costume?
I was Harley Quinn and I was Alice in Wonderland.
I feel like every chick's doing Harley Quinn.
I mean, Harley Quinn is kind of awesome.
Well, I was at work though, and I only had so much money to spend because they're expensive.
Fair enough.
No, I think I saw a picture of your Harley Quinn. It's very good. Very good. Solid
Harley
Quinn.
That was this year? I think I saw that too. I looked real quick.
All right, guys, stalk my Facebook. Yeah,
well, that's what you do.
Well, you friended us. I was like, who's this girl? And then I was like, I remember.
Oh, and you can't talk. You friended me.
I totally did not. Did I?
I'm pretty sure you did.
I'm pretty sure I didn't. Well, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
All I know is I didn't try. What's up?
What's up? Got my egg on my face there. Man. Totally.
It's unexpected
in this
bitch.
Anyway, no, I wanted to talk about some of the stuff that did come out that was absolutely heinous and sort of funny, though, because you got, like, old school costumes, like Steve Irwin, right?
Yeah.
With the stingray sticking out the chest.
That one's good.
I like that
one. I'm okay
one.
With
that. That was a few years
back. It's not
back.
Too soon, so I guess it's whatever.
But is it too soon with good old Boston Marathon runner?
I saw some of those.
I mean, there was people
as George Zimmerman and Trayvon.
Yeah, there was a lot of blackface Trayvon going on. Like it became.
Yeah, there was Zimmerman Trayvon.
That became a thing. I'm serious. Like
I feel like there was some because there was like some website that had a bunch of like the most racist Halloween costumes of the year, and I feel like maybe people aren't understanding as to why blackface is offensive, or they just don't care, or
is blackface okay?
Here's the deal, though. I understand what you're saying, Jack, but I feel like there is a level of blackface that is okay.
Yeah?
I feel like there's...
Is it the shade? Like how far you go with it? Or
a little bit. Like... A little bit, yeah. I think it's a little how far you go with it. And I feel like there was the chick, I forget her name, but she is a famous actress. Not that famous because I don't know her
Huff.
Name.
I think I know is it what
that
you're
one?
About.
The one that played, she dressed for Halloween as the chick from... Orange and Black.
Yeah.
The crazy. What's her name in the show? Crazy hair or something.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. Crazy hair. Yeah, that one. And those who've seen the show know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But she did her, and she did kind of like darken her face, and okay, I guess that can be seen as offensive. I don't know that it really, really was. She was doing a character from a thing. I don't know, right?
I mean, I saw some people do Grumpy Cat, and they put lots of brown all over their face. So they were kind of big cat face.
So they were kind of cat face. That's offensive to both cats and blacks.
For sure, and probably black people.
Probably
but,
black.
Know, cats well, furs.
And the people that have scarring and multicolored faces.
If you put like a skeleton face on like bad guy from Karate Kid, where he's like the skeleton for Halloween, but you got to go with the black.
Oh, but that's not blackface. That's not blackface.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, okay. I'm looking at a picture.
If I dress up like a lawn jockey from a vaudeville 1800s, you know, play, I don't think that's particularly, you know.
Okay.
But if that's my character. Then that's the thing. No, but seriously, I mean, that's, I guess, where the line is drawn, is you're making a stereotypical, you know, reference to something. You're right. Not necessarily playing a character. You're playing a stereotype of a character. The people that are doing this with Trayvon right now are playing the stereotype of the black person with the Skittles candy and the blah, blah, blah.
The hoodie.
Okay? And the hoodie and everything. And they're being all super gangsta about it, too. And they're Trayvon, you know, and that's... Part
it's
of the joke,
soon.
I guess. And I don't even think it's too soon. I feel like it's tasteless for the reasons of being racist, and it's just because it's blackface in a lot of cases doesn't mean it's racist. And I think that's the thing that I'm trying to defend, is that not all cases of blackface are wrong. I said it here on the Ono Radio Show. I feel
it's
like
it's about what you're doing with it. Basically.
I think that's it. I think that's it. Yeah. Do you not agree at all, Jack?
No, I can see that there's more well-meaning or harmless applications of it versus some where, like, I was just looking at a picture of two guys where one of them was supposed to be George Zimmerman and one was Trayvon, and the guy, it's like straight up just like, you know, coal black makeup on his face, but you know, with a bloody hoodie and stuff.
Right.
You know, clearly, you know, nobody on earth has, you know, skin that dark no matter what, so it's obvious that he's just
what in God's name are you saying?
Yeah, what are you trying? I don't know the point you're making.
I don't understand either, other than that he didn't.
I don't know what I'm saying. I just answered a question.
I don't know what
I'm talking about.
He didn't have to paint his face black to be Trayvon. If he wanted to do that, he could still have the bloody hoodie, have the Skittles, and the drink, and be next to the guy with the neighborhood watch shirt. And say, he's George.
He looks
kind of
Mexican.
That doesn't make it any better. What you're saying that by not saying he's Trayvon,
usually people dress up as the person that they want to be for Halloween. Why would you want to be Trayvon? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, people were like Trayvon and Zimmerman.
Now, is it funny if I'm a white guy, I do blackface, but I'm zombie Trayvon? Like, that's kind of funny.
It's a little bit better.
I wanted to do zombie Lou Reed. That was funny. When Lou Reed died, I said, I've got to be zombie Lou Reed.
Zombie Lou Reed.
I'm terrible with costumes and never bothered. But it would have been a good costume.
I'm going to go out and say, because looking at this, like, the makeup job is terrible. Like, his lips are still, like, you know, pale white. His ears aren't done. His neck. If you're going to do it, you got to go, like, full-on, like, quality makeup job where it's, like, head-to-toe realistic. Not, I just found the darkest black paint I could find and put it on my face and I'm done. You know what I mean? Like,
makeup chick, what is he talking about?
Got to go full-on black body.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I agree with
make
that.
Make it
I mean,
realistic.
You can't.
Like, go all the
There's
way.
There's a chick
don't
that
just,
does makeup here, Jack. Let her talk.
No, I agree with him.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
You do agree with that statement.
I don't like where this is going. The black... I'm just gonna agree.
But you don't like. You don't want to make a joke about it. Like, oh, I'm just gonna buy this paint and just put it on my face, and then, like, I don't know. Like...
So you find some of that, like the one we were talking about, the crazy guys one. You find that a little bit racially insensitive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of. It,
it at all.
Yeah, but I mean...
The blacks
yeah.
at all? I mean, neither.
Why did
she doesn't like the blacks.
She just, it's okay, guys. I mean, she's really, really sweet, you know.
But I don't know, though. I just watched an episode, like, it was just, like, last week of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they were doing Lethal Weapon 6.
Oh, yeah.
It really was.
And Mac
great.
Did
that
blackface.
Episode was
Mac
the shit.
Did blackface, yep. and so did Dee. So, I mean...
Yep. They can't be that
Dee's
bad.
Blackface was pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Max was also good, but
he
also had
in
a prosthetic on. So I mean,
this is true.
That episode was great.
So is that bad? It. Like, I mean, it's that's like saying almost to a certain extent, like in Tropic Thunder when Downey Jr.
I can't even handle that because it was so amazing.
Because
in that
it was
movie.
So well done.
Oh my god!
Exactly my point, though. It wasn't like, oh, let's just. Paint the front of his face black. Like,
yeah,
they,
it was
let's
realistic.
Give him black
paint
features. Let's
realistic.
Make him a black character. Like, and that's kind of what I was
I
saying.
Watch
so we're,
that again.
We're in agreement. I mean, I think it's yeah. the intention too. You know, it's about what you're trying to say about it. And I think by Robert Downey Jr. doing that all those years back, like there was kind of a thing at the time that felt like it was. Breaking those boundaries, like it was intentionally trying to. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah, it wasn't done to be edgy or offensive. It
but
was,
yet, it was funny.
He's playing this.
No, it kind of was.
I thought it was good. I mean,
of course, it was funny. It was Robert Downey Jr. doing a black dude.
No, I mean, it was kind of offensive
dude.
And edgy.
No,
of course,
no,
it's funny.
As far as
what did
the movie
he say
on
the
in whole.
The movie?
But the whole thing in the movie is that he is also a white guy doing a black dude.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
that's. Part of the fun of the whole thing, and yeah, I mean
he did make the movie pretty hilarious. That and Tom Cruise, but yeah,
God, we're talking about Tropic Thunder 2013. Hey-o. Oh no, radio show. We just saw it. My torrents are broken. anyhow, while we are talking about tasteless Halloween costumes, the reason that got me onto this whole thing was there's a woman, and this I feel like happens every year.
Oh boy.
We're about to find the most racist woman, I think, in America.
Oh.
Because
okay.
Her...
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Yeah, this
I'm
is...
I'm ready.
This is pretty bad.
Show it to me.
I may or may not.
New at 11, Halloween is over, but the controversy surrounding a costume is continuing after a Craigslist boy
anything.
Dressed
Thank
as
you.
A member... of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh WHSV's Annalisa Gale met with the mother of that boy who wanted to clear the air.
John, I also met with Jackson Black, who is wearing this costume that you see here.
Hey-o.
This picture was posted to our Facebook page by a viewer. It stirred up a lot of controversial comments that we have since removed. A word of caution, this story may be hard for children to watch. It's
a Halloween costume that is a family tradition is creating a stir in the town of Craigsville.
Yeah, it's really
My brother
good editing
has
there.
When he
I
was in kindergarten and when he was 13.
That's why when Jessica Black's 7-year-old son asked if he could also dressed as a member of the white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan. She.
Okay, hang on. Her kid asked if she could, you know.
Yeah, he asked.
He asked.
He didn't just do it.
But
he didn't just do that.
Wouldn't he learn that in school? Like what?
And he's pretty young, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like.
What happened there? We lose a bender.
No, there's something going on with
that. I heard nothing of that. I had to like unmute the. My laptop to hear any of that
yeah,
audio.
Yeah, it's because I was trying to lower you because you were saying, oh, I can't hear it and stuff while we were trying to play the clip.
And then I shut up.
All right, playing the clip now. Shut up.
Aw.
Now you ruined the clip.
Aw.
What did you do?
You made the costume for him.
Because it was cool.
What was cool about it?
The hat.
I did tell him.
I can't disagree
I like
with
hat.
That kid.
He
I
likes
mean,
the hat.
As far as cool,
I
racist
mean, the hat's
costumes,
okay if it wasn't so
the
racist,
Ku Klux Klan
you'd probably
pretty,
wear that hat.
I don't know. They have
you
a pretty
could wear
cool
it in
costume.
Any other color if you like the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean, I get the symbol.
Yeah, but they have,
what if
like,
you wore a black one? That'd be.
They have those are like the clan like leaders. You can't wear that one because then
clan
like,
leaders are have black.
They
hats?
Have black ones and red ones.
They
I've
don't
seen.
Believe in
oh,
black.
I've totally, dude. I've
red seen, maybe, but
what are they? They have names like the Grand Masters and
the Grand
Poopa. Yeah,
it's the Poopa.
It's the Poopa. It's not well, the Poopa.
I think
you
it's
just
the Grand
Poopa. You made that up.
You think I did?
I think you did.
And that, you know, if you do it,
I
you
feel like that's right, something for like the water buffalo on Flintstones or something.
Cool. What was cool about it?
The hat.
The hat.
I did tell him that, you know, if you do it, you know there's going to be people talking about you. There's going to be people that say bad things
she
to you
him.
When you do wear it. Neighbors say this.
Is that his mother?
That is the mother.
She said, you know, if you do it. People are gonna, you know, they're gonna start some shit.
Wait, where is this at?
But I'm okay with it.
I don't know. We can find out. Hang on.
Where's your local news
this
feed
is one
from?
One of several streets, Brook Hollow Road, that Jackson was seen trick or treating. They say they were shocked when they saw his costume.
I just think it's really sad, like that a kid is being taught that young. Because they don't know any better. You don't hear that much about it nowadays.
When I asked Jackson Black where he had learned of the costume, he said he saw it in the movie Fried Green Tomatoes. His mom maintains there is nothing wrong with the costume or the Ku Klux Klan, which she says still exists in Craigsville.
Hang on.
What?
So first off, the kid Craigsville. Found out about the costume and liked the costume because he saw the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, which if I'm not mistaken is an R-rated film.
Ooh.
And this is a 4-year-old, I think. Or didn't they say 4? I think it was, he's really
young. He's older than 4.
Well, he talks like a little baby, so I'm calling him 4. And if he's seven, that's all he is. But
I want to know how old the mother is.
Yeah, like, this mother is, you know, total white trash. Yeah. What are we looking? I mean, she's probably like, sadly, she's probably like 25.
She's 14.
But no, just
America.
Green
yeah.
Tomatoes. America. His mom maintains there is nothing wrong with the costume or the Ku Klux Klan, which she says still exists in Craigsville.
It's supposed to be white with white, black with black, man and with woman, and all of that.
Oh.
That's what the KKK stands for.
She's
the KKK
the
every
line.
Year raises money to donate to the St. Jude's.
Will you still wear the costume?
Yes. It's not okay.
Did you see the look of that kid, too? He looks like every police officer I've ever met in Georgia or Alabama. Like, just like a mini version of that. Oh, God, I want to choke that person. So, yeah, we have that going on in our country, and that's something to be delighted about.
I had a neighbor
about.
That looked kind of like that.
But now, you know,
can we just take him and throw him on an island somewhere?
I mean, what do we do with these people? I know we're supposed to give them the right to their free speech and all that stuff, but do we?
I mean, we do.
I know that.
What if
dumb,
the kid just thought Klan's people were scary? Is like, you know, it's Halloween.
I want to be Halloween. I want to burn crosses.
Look
fire
at me.
Is
I'm
cool.
Going to scare the black people especially. Woo.
Woo-hoo. The blackies suck.
This is why just anybody can have kids.
Saying.
It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter anything. They can just produce.
Hey, you're offending a lot
of
people.
Well, the worst of us have kids way before the best of us.
Jessica Black says she has received several threats via Facebook because of this photo of Jackson.
There's the kid.
There he is.
There's the
looking small and racist.
And somebody put a patch on his.
Oh, yeah. He's part of the army now. He's part of the army.
I don't like it.
I heard them say it. I think it was Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh.
So.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
There
even
you go.
Better. Sounds about right.
Not. They don't live in Canada or anything like that. No. But Mississippi.
Well, better than Florida. I'd rather them there than here.
Could have been Newport Richie.
Could have been. Is there a lot of racism in Newport
Richie? I don't think it's terrible, but there's a lot of shittyism in Newport Richie.
Have we even talked about how, like, everyone has ripped off Newport Richie from you?
They can keep taking it as they wish. Newport Richie is
ladies
a shithole.
We
please
know
enjoy
that you're
it.
Listening to this podcast, but because before time, there was no meme of Newport
it's
Richie.
True.
There was no Newport Richie hanging around the web universe. And ever since Ty started using it, it's become
What's that about?
A minor phenomenon. I've heard it on multiple shows.
I enjoy that it's making its rounds.
I'm pretty sure you're like the generator of the Newport Richie.
My still mom-in-law, technically, I saw the other night, and she lives in Newport Richie. It's perfect. It's like,
oh God,
are you the poster child for Newport Richie?
He is totally not the poster child of Newport Richie.
I'm the poster child of anti-Newport Richie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've been there and I've had fun there, but it's pretty trashy and terrible.
It's white trash heaven.
But it's still classy even for white trash.
It's white trash but heaven. Still, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's where they want to be when they die. I mean, you're from Cheeseland and you're from...
Oh.
You know,
Minnesota?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Oh, my bad.
Come on. Minnesota?
You go Minnesota with the cheese?
Minnesota?
My bad. I'm not from the Midwest. I'm from the from the Northeast. So, I mean,
well, do you want me Vermont's to Ian you out of here? That's okay. I mean, what is going on?
Vermont's close enough.
I don't know that I have any more clips other than an old lady that breaks down an ice penis, but I feel like that is an appropriate way to end the show tonight.
All right.
Take it down. Yeah. You touch me.
I'm not touching you.
Let go of my broom.
You let go of my broom.
Take it down.
She in a wheelchair?
Now.
All right.
Take it down.
Oh. She's jabbing
she
that
is
shit.
Not happy.
Okay. I meant to stop it before the size of the penis
was revealed. We almost got there.
We almost got there. But let's just take a look at this old lady getting out of her hover round to poke now a giant snow penis with the end of her broomstick. Now, this penis is, what would you say, diameter?
Diameter?
Diameter we're looking at right now.
To me, it looks like if that's an average-sized penis, it looks like you're sticking with the teeniest needle.
It's like a needle ever. Or a toothpick. Yeah. It's like a toothpick to a regular-sized penis is what we're looking at.
Right.
Okay, so good
diameter, I'd give it a few feet.
Here we go.
Two.
Here she goes.
She's poking
really
it.
At it.
She's really poking it.
People are disgusting.
I mean, it's still probably about 10 feet high. Maybe.
Yeah, it is cool.
The kids are fucking with her.
Maybe not that high. 8 feet high, I guess.
No, I know it's not your problem.
They sculpted that wang. It took work to do.
She just broke the wang. Doesn't it make you sad?
She's just mad because she's in the hover round and she can't get on a wang.
And so she has to destroy the snow wang that the kids spent much time. I mean, the kids these days, they're not building snowmen.
Of course not.
It's snow wangs
and boobs.
Snow
and
tits.
Genitalia.
I want to see snow tits.
I want to see a real intricate vagina. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh,
like
a
real. Can we talk about fireworks this too? Firework
and
tits?
The fireworks too would be great.
I want to see that in snow.
That in snow, kind of like,
snow, you know, like
flowery, but vagina-y.
You know, very. This is a very classy picture that I have here.
It's well played.
I honestly didn't even notice that. That's probably why it's so classy. You can't tell.
Why you didn't notice it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Flower vagina. Never know what's going on behind me. Anyway, folks, Ty, I feel like we've run our course this evening, but it was fun.
It was fun.
I think we were in...
Despite your railroaded
second segment, not my railroaded. I didn't railroad
it.
They railroaded it. I didn't railroad
it. I enjoyed it, really.
I know you did. But
it was very interesting.
It's our show, guys.
I'm glad Bubbles stayed around.
I'm glad Bubbles stayed around, too. It was very nice.
You can always come hang anytime.
We give claps. You're supposed to clap for yourself, so it sounds like there's more claps. You know, it's a radio trick.
There we go.
It's a radio trick. But no, thank you for joining us. And I think you'd be welcome anytime. Travis is welcome, and if you wanted
didn't
to,
you well, say you something know. About I'm gonna have to be protected from somebody else. That's
oh well, Duncan.
No,
comes.
He's got a thing. You don't get to.
Yeah. Next week might be interesting. We might have a very. I say next week. It's actually later this week, guys. We haven't even announced it.
Probably.
And this is a probably, but this is almost a gift to the Ono Radio Show listeners. What we're going to do for you is we're flying Duncan back in for one night only.
We're flying him in,
We're flying him in.
It was on our bill.
It was on the bill. We said, Duncan, when do you have a night off of doing shows while you're on tour? Yep. We know you're busy.
We're going to give you the...
We're going to use the Ono Radio Show bank account. We're going to almost wipe it out. We're going to fly you in, and we're going to do a show. Not only are we flying him in, we are flying in his friend Kenny, who is on tour with him as well.
Kenny,
and if another guy can make it, we've got the third guy lined up as well. So we've already got a show lined up for later this week, folks.
That's a rich environment.
This is a promise of the Ono Radio Show because
it's gonna be crowded in here.
Yeah,
I don't know why we're wasting all our money on Duncan, but we are. But we are. Because we love him. And no, he will be back hopefully this Friday, folks.
Yeah,
so
man.
If you can listen to this show, and that is, what is it, the 8th of November. Is it the, I almost said the 8th of
Alember.
Like the month the 11.
X out the no. Alember.
Alember.
Yeah.
No Shave November.
I think I'm going to do it. I've
And then there's, there's Molestache November.
Do I have to shave off my beard? For Movember?
I don't think you
or can I just let my mustache grow?
You should do just mustache. You should shave your beard into the mustache.
Man.
I'll do it.
You're
I'll do
have
it
to
with
let
you.
It grow out, though.
Huh?
For the whole month, you have to let it grow out.
I know. Well, I'm okay with that. I can get away with it. But
oh, I've got a dirty, dirty mustache.
My mustache will be... Yeah, it'll be...
You've not seen me with mine yet. But yes, I don't know. Maybe we will participate in that. Guys, leave us voicemails next week. Same number as the regular number on the show. That is
321-332-0186.
And you can leave voicemails there.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. But yeah, it's the same number as you can call the show. And essentially, oh yeah, is Jack still on hold? He's still on hold.
Are you there?
I think he might still be
Turn
there.
Him on.
Hanging on.
I love that bender.
Jack. I know.
Well, the feed crashed. I can listen to the show on the phone. It was great.
Yeah, and take up all the phone lines. We get it. The feed,
all the money.
The feed crash for you? That's
hey. I supplied some of that funding, so I think I'm entitled.
Yeah. We know
this is true.
We know.
Can't deny him that.
You do buy like basically airspace on the Ono Radio.
Did you buy
show.
Beer with that?
Maybe.
I'm just curious.
Depends where the funds you allocate them. I mean, beer is being bought. I don't know where. You know,
it was specifically consumed while producing the show, not any other time.
That's fucking tax, man. You guys are all spending. You guys are all spending Owen's money, so I don't want to hear it. Anyway, Bender, thank you for calling.
Yeah,
do you have
Bender.
Anything you want to add before we sign off?
Happy Almost Guy Fox Day, since you're the only one I know who would actually care that it's Guy Fox Day.
Well, yeah, I do, and I don't necessarily celebrate it. I did when I was a kid, and it was always...
Well, right.
Yeah.
What is
yeah. That was something we did as a kid in
you
the UK.
You have to explain to Bubbles.
Guy Fox Day.
Bubbles.
Is it Bubbles or Bubble?
It doesn't matter.
I like Bubbles. I like it plural.
Bubbles because she's a Powerpuff Girl.
Nah, I like Bubbles.
Bubbles is better.
Yeah,
you'll have to talk to Gina about this. She gave me the name.
All right, fine. Bubble works, too. But no, Guy Fawkes Day is kind of a bit like our Halloween. It's a little bit after. It's obviously representative
remember,
of Guy.
Remember.
It's Guy Fawkes Day. Remember the 5th of November.
Okay.
And so the 5th of November was the day that Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament in the UK.
V for Vendetta.
And
also
it's
the,
totally V
know,
for Vendetta. Yet Guy Fawkes was a criminal. And we burn a effigy of Guy Fawkes on top of bonfires. So the guy that was essentially a bit for its time, like it's Osama bin Laden or something, we have been burning on top of a bonfire for a couple hundred years or however long it was. It's quite a while. I don't know that. I know it's the 5th of November. I don't remember the year that it was. It was pretty long ago.
Now, the only thing I have to add to leave with that, a coworker today did not know that Guy Fawkes Day was a real thing prior to the V for Vendetta movie.
Oh, well.
I'll just give you that.
How old was she?
He is late 20s.
Why did I assume that was 20s.
I don't know, but I got nothing else. See you next time.
All right, Bender. It was good talking to you. We're going to sign off here in just a second. And, we do have, like I said, the voicemails that you need to participate in. Everybody likes it when you do that, including me.
Give us a call.
I don't like much, but when you leave me a voicemail, it makes me happy.
Leave it with a sexy voice.
Leave it with a sexy voice. And hopefully, I bet you we're going to get like 8 voicemails from Ian, because I've got about 8 texts from Ian already by the, since he left the show, apologizing and basically telling me he loves me and wants to suck my dick.
Didn't you already clarify this earlier? Yeah, we did.
But either way, Ty, it's been a great show.
As always, I love you.
Bubbles. I'm just going to go with Bubbles. Okay. I'm going to keep it as Bubbles anytime you're on the show.
Travis isn't here right now. I'm just saying, what's up?
Do you realize she's the first one to actually have a radio name out of all of us?
Yeah, that's...
He already calls me Stardust, though. I don't have a nickname for him.
Who does?
Travis does.
Well, we don't care about your little pet names.
I need one for Bubbles.
Is a good radio name, and we're going to go with it, because it Bubbles makes it sound like you're a big, fat black woman, but you're totally not. You're like
when
the
you
most
hear me talk,
petite...
I talk like
Yeah, you're a petite white woman, so it actually, I think, is a fun name.
Bubbles is good.
It's kind of like calling Ty Tiny Ty, or, like me, Handsome Owen, or one of those. So.
Captain Awesome.
Yeah, Captain Awesome. Anyway, folks. Oh, Jesus, that's loud.
Hey-o.
It has been a very fun radio show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you
on Friday.
It's quick Friday. Yeah.
This Friday.
Today's Monday.
Like next Friday.
Friday.
We're doing two shows this week, bitches.
Boom.
It's a special treat, like I said. So tune in back in for that on the 8th, and
we'll hear your looks.
Oh yeah, donate money. That's always important. You need to donate money. Go to onoradioshow.com.
You can donate as much as you like.
You can donate.
We recommend $50 to $100.
Yeah. Get around in that area, because, I mean, at the very minimum, I'm not taking donations for less than $20, you cheap motherfuckers.
I mean, you could.
At least send me $20 to keep the show going.
You can send, $5
You could, but...
You gotta recommend for Ty, though. Like, not for the show, for Ty.
Yeah. Do that. Recommend it for Ty. Recommend it for Duncan. Recommend it for Owen. It all goes into my bank account anyway. They never see the money. It's cool. Donate it to the Ono Radio Show and donate it to the cause. Donate what you want. Anything is really appreciated. And thank you for helping keeping the show going. We love you. Eat a big old bag of dicks. Like big ones? Small ones?
Probably big ones. I mean, bigger ones are harder to find, I guess.
Good night, Bubbles. Good night, Ty.
Get a bag.
That's where you say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I know.